We've been discussing leisure activities, particularly dangerous leisure activities. Mentioned the tshuva of the Nodi Yehuda, that hunting, he says, it would depend on whether you're doing it for professional reasons, for earn a living, or for recreation. There's a certain amount of danger. So it would be austere to do it just for fun, he says, risking your life for no good reason. But for business reasons, to make a living, it's mutter. And the source he brings is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, the Torah says, pay a worker on time. Why? Ki elav hu nosei es nafsho. Difficult phrase to translate. So Chazal Darshan, literally, elav hu nosei es nafsho, he literally risks his life for his wages. He climbs a tree, he climbs a scaffold, might fall and injure or kill himself. Make sure you pay him on time. Rabbi Yehuda says, you see the Gemara envisions that a worker, at least sometimes, will be risking his life to make a living. You see that's mutter. You see you're not mechuyev to abstain from a job, even if it has some element of risk. But that's a special heter, he says, for working, just for fun. Then there is no such heter. Ramosha Feinstein has a similar position in a tshuva. Someone asked him about playing professional sports, ball. But there's a contact sport, I guess. There's a danger of injury or death. He says, if you're doing it professionally, it is mutter. Same Hesber, Elov Unosias Nafsho, a worker is allowed to risk his life to make money. He doesn't say recreationally would be usher, I don't think, but logically it's a similar idea, and he himself even mentions the Nodi Yehuda. Now, this basic attitude, this basic idea that a person has a certain dispensation for a job, to earn a living, is expressed by numerous poskim in different contexts. For example, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses doctors, medical professionals, treating patients with contagious disease. You should do whatever you can, obviously, but if there's some ineluctable danger of catching the disease and getting hurt or getting killed, he has many heterim for why a doctor could and should. One of them is, if he's getting paid for it, there's a heter if someone's getting paid to do something that even if it has some element of sakaras nefashas. There are those who disagree. There are tshuvas who say, no such heter. A person cannot risk his life to earn a living. Gemara says, elav unosias nafsho, which just means sometimes a worker, without realizing it, will get himself in a situation where his life is at risk, so pay him on time, but not chas v'shalom, the l'chatchila person is allowed to do this. I think the majority of Akronim understand there is such a heter, although there are holdouts. The problem is, applying this halacha l'maaseh, it's difficult to know what level of risk we're talking about. Likely, everybody would agree, if the risk was really high, clear and present and very high risk, the 50% chance of getting killed, it probably would not be mutter even for a job. And if the risk is minute, if it's so low that it's negligible, then probably even for recreation it's mutter. We go out and we drive cars, and tens of thousands of people get killed every year. At some point we say, everyone agrees, Shomer Psarim Hashem, Olam Kumin Hager Noheg. Not clear exactly what level of risk they're talking about, but there is this doctrine in many poskim that there is an additional heter to do something for Parnasa than there would be just for recreation. Ad kidei kach, that there are poskim who say that one shouldn't go on leisure activities that involve even small levels of risk. So for example, we find both in the Shem Aryeh as well as Rav Kook, they both say, it says, Arba Chayav Lahodos. Four people have to bring a carbon toda, have to bench gomel. One of them is taking a sea voyage. They say a sea voyage is not mutter unless you're doing it for a good reason, like business. Maybe not today, but today it's safer, but certainly the sea voyage that the early poskim we're talking about, the Chazal we're talking about, such a sea voyage should not be mutter just for recreation. It's mutter for parnasa, because that's a heter. And then you have to be moed at Hashem, they saved your life. But just to take a trip which involves some level of risk, it's awesome. I actually find it somewhat a little perplexing. The Shem Aryeh says, brings many different rayas and sources, he says it's mutter for parnasa, and it's even mutter, he says, even if you're making a living, you're staying afloat, it's mutter to make extra money for harvacha or for hadafa. I'm not sure of the value system why making an extra buck is so much more important than leisure. We spend lots of money on leisure. Leisure is important to us, so I don't know why getting extra rich is seen as more of a legitimate thing to do. We say we prize, you know, today the mantra is we prize experiences rather than things. We would rather have the trip or the leisure or the exciting thing than the extra money sometimes. But hooray, we spend tens of thousands of dollars on vacation or whatever people spend. But nevertheless, that's the Shem Aryeh's Hagdara. According to the Torah, he says you'd be allowed to have some level of risk, even to make extra money, but not simply for recreation. There is actually another tshuva, the Imriyesh, I think it is. He talks about volunteering for the army to make money. Either, I think he's talking about if somebody was drafted, they used to be able to pay somebody else to serve in their stead. The question was, is that mutter? He actually says yes. He doesn't say because you're getting paid for it, but he says the idea of Olam Kumin Hager Noheg, Milchama is Teva Shel Olam, is considered a normal part of the world to have wars and to have armies, he says, by legitimate governments. He says that's also mutter, and the general heter of Olam K'minhag HaNoheg, not everything that has risk is osir. He doesn't really distinguish between leisure and professionalism, but he says signing up as a soldier for pay is mutter. Tzitz Eliezer uses that too, actually, in his discussion of doctors, the idea that that's part of the way the world works, having medical professionals, and they undertake some risk. And it would be mutter also, based on this additional doctrine, that that's also part of Olam K'minhag HaNoheg, the way the world is supposed to run.